请我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的父亲。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们满心的感谢赞美你。
We want to thank you with all of our hearts.
因为你在你的爱子，我们主耶稣基督里面。
Because in your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
为我们摆设了筵席。
You have placed the table before us.
我们刚刚在这筵席中尝到主耶稣的甘甜。
And just now at the table, we have tasted the sweetness of our Lord.
享受他的救恩。
And appreciated his salvation.
在他的里面得着你的慈爱。
In him, we have received your love.
父亲，我们要把满心的敬拜和赞美献给你。
Father, we want to give you all of our praises and our worship to you.
我们盼望在地上的年日。
Lord, we hope that our days on earth.
我们天天被主耶稣充满。
Daily, we can be filled by the Lord Jesus.
不仅以他做我们的主。
Not only that he is our Lord.
并且我们承认他是我们的生命。
But we also confess that he is our life.
愿你祝福这一段时间。
Bless this time.
祝福每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Bless every single brother and sister here.
我们把心中的赞美感谢都归给你。
We want to give you our praise and our thanks.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
在我还没有读今天要交通的经文之前，
Before I start reading the Bible verse for today,
我想我先和弟兄姊妹交通我最近遇见的一件事情。
I'd like to share with you something that I have encountered these days.
因着这件事情呢，这一次我寻求的时候，主把这个题目给我。
And because of this thing, the Lord has placed this theme into my heart.
去年大概是秋天的时候，
Last year about the time of fall，
我接到一位以往认识的在一起做同伴的弟兄他的电话。
I received a phone call from a brother whom we were once our comrades together on the way。
他告诉我他的一位亲戚也是我们好的同伴生病。
And he told me that one of his relatives, also a very good friend of mine, was sick。
都是六十多岁的人。
And he is in his sixties.
我们年轻的时候大概三十岁左右我们就在一起做同伴。
When we were young in our thirties, we were friends together in the Lord.
那么他得的是 cancer.
He got cancer.
所以他的亲戚呢打电话给我，盼望我们为他祷告。
So his relatives called me and asked if I could pray for him.
今年年初我有机会去看这位生病的弟兄。
This year, in the beginning of the year, I had the opportunity to visit this brother who was sick.
他当然蒙主的保守得了医治。
Of course, he was really protected by the Lord and he was healed.
但是我就问他当初你知道这个消息，你那一段日子是怎么过的？
So I asked him, when you first heard your news, how did you pass those days?
他说他刚刚被诊断出这个病症的时候。
He said when he was first diagnosed with this illness,
他跟他的姊妹呢抱头痛哭了一个下午。
Him and his wife embraced each other and cried the whole afternoon.
我想我们任何一个人呢，可能都会差不多的。
I think all of us would probably react the same way.
因为这个病症一提出来呢，好像就判了死刑一样。
Because as soon as he was diagnosed, he felt that he had the death penalty.
然后他开始要寻求医治。
And he started to seek after healing or something to help him.
他在主面前祷告。
So he prayed.
但是信心呢，七上八下的。
And his faith went up and down.
有一天晚上他在祷告的时候，他说主啊，你在哪里？
So one night he said, Lord, where are you?
主啊，如果我离开世界呢，我能抓住什么呢？
If I leave the world now, what can I grab onto?
他说到底前面是什么呢？
What's in front of me now?
他不知道。
He didn't know.
他跟我这样讲的时候我心里很稀奇。
When he said that, I really was shocked.
因为我们从年轻时代在一起聚会，我们在一起服侍。
When we were young, we met together, we served together.
我们一起唱诗。
We sang hymns.
我们一起传福音。
We shared the gospel.
我们在教会里面一起的服侍。
We served together in our gathering.
我想我们每一个人都很有把握。我们有永生，因为我们有耶稣。
all of us have this assurance that we have eternal life because we do have Jesus.
但是他说呢，他闭上眼睛想到他要离开世界呢，他觉得前面一片是空的。
And yet he said when he closed his eyes, and then he looked in front of him, it was totally blank.
所以这一次我去看见他的时候
，This time when I met to see him,
我发现他说话，他在教会里面的祷告啊，他和弟兄姊妹交通不一样。
And I realized it's totally different by the way he spoke, by the way he prayed, and his ins and outs in the gathering.
他以前认识的耶稣在这里。
In the past, the Jesus that he knew was in his mind.
在教会的聚会的里面。
Is in the gathering of the church.
在圣经的道理的里面。
In the teachings of the scriptures.
在他讲的属灵的术语的里面。
In all of his spiritual acronyms.
但是好像在他里面不是那么的饱满，那么的真实。
But yet inside of him, it wasn't really that real.
他已经六十多岁了。
He was in his early 60s.
忽然醒过来。
All of a sudden, he was awakened up.
他需要认识主。
He needed to know the Lord.
啊，今天早晨呢，啊，我本来想要讲别的题目的。
At first, I thought of another topic that I wanted to share.
但是呢，我在主面前寻求在这里和弟兄姊妹交通什么的时候。
But as I sought before the Lord as to what to share this morning here.
啊，有一天晚上。我在主面前祷告。
So one night as I prayed,
啊，主就告诉我，你讲认识主。
And the Lord said, talk about knowing the Lord.
我们请大家读几处的经文。
Let's open up to our scriptures.
请我们读马太福音。
The book of Matthew.
第十六章。
Matthew 16.
第十五节。
15.
我来读给大家听。
I'll read it to you all.
马太福音十六章十五节，耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”
Matthew 16:15, but he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?"
约翰福音第十四章
，John 14,
第九节
，Verse 9。
约翰福音十四章。第九节
John 14:9
耶稣对他说腓力我与你们同在这样长久你还不认识我吗
Verse 9 Jesus said to him Have I been with you so long and yet you have not known me Philip
我们在读哈巴谷书第二章第十四节
The book of Habakkuk Habakkuk chapter 2.
哈巴谷书第十四第二章第十四节
Verse 14.
认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地好像水充满洋海一样
For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
我们今天呢我讲到哪里读圣经就读到哪里所以我先读这三处的经文
These are the scriptures that I read for now and as I go on we will read more scriptures
在马太福音十六章我们看见主他带领门徒已经有一段时间了
We see that the Lord has already brought his disciples up to a certain period of time
那一天
when we come to Matthew 16
他和门徒们来到该撒利亚的腓立比
And here Jesus came to Philippi of Caesarea
啊、他在那里有人讲那就是约旦河发源的地方
And we know that this is the origin of the River Jordan、啊、
主好像给门徒们一个小小的考试
Here the Lord is giving a little exam to the disciples、
啊、他问门徒们说你们说人说我是谁
And so Jesus says Who do you say people say I am?
因为主那时候公开的侍奉已经有两年多的时间
Because by this time, Jesus was having 2 years of his public ministry.
有许多以色列的百姓呢，他们在各样的场合里面听过主耶稣，也见过主耶稣，也看见过他的作为。
A lot of Israelites by this time have seen the Lord Jesus and heard him and seen the things that he has done.
所以我们的主心里面好像有一个很深处的盼望，知道人怎么认识他。
So therefore, Jesus had a very deep desire, hoping that the people can come to know him.
主就问门徒们说，你们说人说我是谁？
So Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do you say the who do you think the people say I am?"
所以他的门徒们回答，有人说呢，你是以利亚，因为他们想到主的神迹和奇事。
When they think of the disciples of the miracles that Jesus had done, some of the disciples says you're Elijah.
有人说你是耶利米。
And some people responded to say you're Jeremiah.
因为他们看见主爱以色列的百姓，爱神的国和神的家，为着他们哀哭。
And because they have seen how Jesus loved the people of God and the family, the nations of the Lord, and he even prayed for them.
也有人说他你是先知中的一位。
And some people say you're one of the prophets.
我不晓得今天我们信主这么多年了，我们是看主的神迹呢，还是看主的哀哭呢？
And so for those of us who have believed in the Lord for many years, do you see his miracles or have you seen him cry?
或者听主的讲论呢？
Or have you heard the teachings of the Lord?
我们认为他很会讲道，他讲道讲话有权柄，他是先知。
And he teaches with a lot of authority, so therefore he's a prophet.
弟兄姊妹，我们能够有这些爱慕已经很不错了。
It's pretty good that we have these kinds of desires.
但是主的心不能得着满足。
But the Lord's heart is not satisfied.
主转过来就问门徒们说，那么你们说我是谁呢？
So Jesus turned around and asked the disciples, who do you think the Son of Man is?
弟兄姊妹们，主怎样带领门徒日夜的与他们同住。
How the Lord brought the disciples day and night to live with him.
并且呢与他们一同做工。
And also to serve together.
也给他们权柄能力奉主的名出去传道。
Gave them the authority and the power to go out to preach the gospel.
他们也经历了主所给他们的这些权柄所带来的喜乐和结果。
They were able to experience the joy and the result of the authority that the Lord has given to them.
但是这都不是主的目的。
But these are not the purpose of the Lord.
主真正的目的是要他们认识他自己。
The true purpose of the Lord is that he wanted them to know him.
这是我们的主他心里面深处的一个等候并且渴慕。
This is the waiting and the desire of our Lord deep in his heart.
他盼望每一个跟随他的人。
He wants all of us who
每一个来到他跟前的人。
Every one of us who come before
都能够认识他。
He come to know him.
我们到了约翰福音第十四章里面我们看见。
We come to John 14.
那时候主已经快要上十架了。
And that's right before Jesus went up on the cross.
他就清清楚楚讲到他要到父那里去。
Very clearly, he told them that he's going to the Father.
腓力就问了一个问题。
So Philip asked a question.
所以主耶稣回答他。
And the Lord Jesus responded.
主说腓力啊，我与你们同在这么样长久。
Says, have I been with you so long?
但是你还不认识我吗？
And you have not known me?
弟兄姊妹们，我们能不能算一算自己蒙恩得救有多少年日？
Can you count how long you've been saved? How many years?
你能够讲说我对主认识有多少呢？
Can you say how much you know of the Lord?
可能我们关于主的道理我们知道很多。
Maybe concerning his teachings, we know a lot.
但是主在你我身上，你和他的故事有多少呢？
But between you and the Lord, how many stories do you have to tell?
弟兄姊妹们，这是主关心的。
This is what the Lord concerns about.
我们看见不仅主在时间中在肉身中带领门徒们，他一切的带领、栽培、对付和管教，他的目的是叫我们认识他。
All of the Lord's teachings and guidance and corrections and reproofs is for the purpose of knowing him.
并且神对于整个以色列国，今天新约时代，对于整个教会的带领，他的目的也是叫我们认识他。
For the whole Israel nation, for the church itself, the purpose is that we are to know him.
所以我们看见旧约时代的先知哈巴谷是一个很特别的先知。
So therefore, in the Old Testament, the prophet Habakkuk is a very special one.
他是一个爱神并且爱神的国度、爱神的百姓的人。
He was a prophet who loved the Lord as well as the kingdom and the nation of God.
他看见神的百姓里面有不公义的事情，他到神面前去祷告。
When he sees injustice among God's people, he was able to come to pray before the Lord.
他不祷告还好，不问还好。
It was better that he did not ask.
一问呢，叫他心里面更难过。
And the more he asked, the more grievous he felt.
主回答他说：“我就要兴起这个加勒底人呢，这个巴比伦帝国呢，起来管教我的百姓。”
And then the Lord responded to say that I will raise up the Babylonians to reprove my people.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种遭遇和经历过
？Have you experienced it yourself?
我们不一定有这么大的度量去问这些问题。
We may not have such a great capacity to ask this kind of question.
但是有时候我们看见一些弟兄姊妹呢，他们爱主啊，他们就经历一些痛苦、一些难处、一些患难。
And some of the brothers and sisters, because of their love for the Lord, they experience some sufferings and troubles.
他们经历一点的熬炼。
And they have some trials.
我们就问了，为什么会这样呢？他为什么这么爱主，这么摆上，这么跟随主，主还让他受苦呢？
And then you ask, why do they go through this? They love the Lord so much, and they really pay such a heavy price, and still they have to suffer.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有问过这个问题？
I don't know, have you ever asked this question yourself?
我自己问过很多次。
I myself asked many times.
有的时候我自己遭遇，我就跟主说，主我不干了。
Sometimes when I encounter myself, I say, Lord, I quit.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们活在肉身，活在人性的里面。
Because we're living in our flesh, we're in our human nature.
先知哈巴谷那一天真是痛苦啊。
That day, Habakkuk was really suffering.
主啊，你怎么用那个更不义的人来管教这个比较好的人呢？
We're using the injustice people to correct those who are good.
所以神回答他。
So therefore, God responded to him.
神把他的目的告诉了先知哈巴谷。
And God shared his purpose to the prophet Habakkuk.
在哈巴谷书第二章第十四节。
In Habakkuk 2:14.
神说，这一切的管教，这一切的对付，这一切的带领。
This, all of these dealings and all of these sufferings.
是为了叫认识耶和华荣耀的知识充满遍地。
It's for the purpose of the earth to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord.
好像水充满洋海一般。
As the waters cover the sea.
什么？为什么叫做海呢？因为它里面满了水。
Why is this the sea? Because the sea is full of water.
神的心意不是叫少数的人认识他。
God's purpose is not to just have a minor few group of people.
那些讲道的人认识他。
And those who are teachers.
那些服侍的人认识他。
Those who serve.
那些祷告的人认识他。
Those who pray.
不是的。
No.
每一个蒙恩得救的。
Every single born again.
从最小的到最大的。
From the youngest to the oldest.
弟兄姊妹，神要我们认识他。
God wants us to know.
那个知识要充满我们，好像水充满洋海一样。
This knowledge is to fill us just like the water filling the sea.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神心中他的目的。
This is the very heart purpose of
God. 他为什么在你我身上安排这个环境，那个带领呢？
Why did he orchestrate this and that in your life?
为什么这样栽培我们，那样对付我们呢？
Why is he cultivating us this way or dealing us another
way? 为什么管教我们呢？
Why is he teaching us this way?
无论是在个人或者在教会，
Individually or in the gathering.
神的目的是要我们认识他。
God's purpose is that he wants us to know him.
可能我们有别的目的。
Maybe we have other purposes.
但是神一个目的就是要借着这些，让我们这一般蒙恩得救的人，我们成为认识他的子民。
But God's sole purpose is that through all of these things, we can become the people who know him.
认识主啊。
Knowing the Lord.
是我们属灵力量的秘诀。
It's the secret of our spiritual strength.
所以在但以理书第十一章三十二节。
In Daniel,
第十一章三十二节。
11:31, 32.
在那一段圣经里面，讲到将来，预言到要来的那些可怕的事情。
When it talked about the horror that are to come.
要临到神的百姓。
That are to come to God's people.
当然，在两约中间呢，这一段的话曾经应验过。
Of course, we know that this has already come to pass between the two covenants.
但是它有更大的应验。就是在主回来之前，地上神的百姓要受的苦难。
And again, this also will come to pass to the people who will be suffering before the Lord's return.
讲到那个时代的可怕的时候。
When it talks about the terror to come in that age.
他说有一个作恶的违背圣约的人，他被兴起来，要用巧言迷惑勾引神的儿女们。
Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery.But the people who know that God shall be strong.
但是神的话告诉我们说，唯有认识神的子民，他们必定能够刚强的行事。
But yet the word of the Lord says, but the people who know their God shall be strong.
今天我们生活在一个充满了混乱、充满了欺骗、充满了蒙蔽的一个时代。
We're living in an age where it's full of corruptions and full of wickedness.
特别是在神的儿女们的圈子里面。
Even within God's children's,
我们可以这样讲，在所谓的这个基督教的世界的里面。
And even within the Christian world.
有各样的活动, 各样的说法, 各样的追求在那里。
There's a lot of activities and sayings and pursuits.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们若是不认识主啊, 我们觉得这些都不错的。
If you don't really know the Lord, you think that these are okay.
但是我们要学会分辨。
But we need to have
我们要非常的留心。
We need to know and have an understanding.
很多时候神的儿女们, 我们被一些东西吸引去了, 结果我们呢, 年日白费, 白费了。
A lot of God's children have been drawn to these things and we have wasted our time.
我们精力白费了。
And we have lost our experience.
我们弟兄刚才用雅各的话, 他在地上的年日, 130年, 他说又少又苦, 那我们根本不要说了。
The words of Jacob, our brother just used, was that his days were short and wicked, and even for us, we're even less.
我还没有活到他的一半呢。
We're not even half of Jacob's age.
但是在这短短的年日里面, 我已经看见, 有一些年长的或者我自己同辈的弟兄姊妹呢被勾引离开。
And even in our short lifespan, we see even our brothers and sisters have been taken away by these other sayings.
我们怎么能够刚强呢?
How can we be strong?
唯有认识主。
Only by knowing the Lord.
我们要稳定, 我们需要认识主。
In order to be stable, we must know the Lord.
我不晓得我们在座的青年弟兄姊妹, 你觉得你稳定不稳定?
I don't know, for the young people here, do you feel very stable?
或者我们中间的, 中年的弟兄姊妹, 你觉得你在主面前稳定不稳定?
Or those of you who are middle-aged, do you have the stability in the
Lord? 或者我在问, 我们中间负责的弟兄们, 你觉得你在主面前是不是稳定的?
Or let me ask the responsible brothers and sisters, do you feel the stability in the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们, 我们若是诚实,
If you're honest,
我们要在主面前承认,
we need to confess.
我们又软又弱,
we are weak and we are very, very
所以有的时候唱诗歌讲, 主啊, 我们是三番四覆的人。
And that's why some of the songs says, Lord, we go back and forth so much.
我们好几天, 我们又冷淡几天。
We are good for several days, and then we get cold for several days.
别人看不见, 但是我自己知道。
Other people can't see it, but
为什么呢? 因为我还是来聚会啊。
Why? Because I still go to the
我还是祷告啊。
I still pray.
我仍然侍奉啊。
I still serve.
但是我里面, 情形不对。
But inside, I know that something's wrong.
弟兄姊妹, 是不是这样的?
Isn't that true?
但是我们要稳定, 唯有认识主。
In order to be stable, we must know the Lord.
我们常常读门徒们他们的经历啊。 好，我们觉得很得帮助， 是不是的？
We get a great help by the experience of the disciples.
主耶稣已经复活了。
The Lord Jesus already resurrected.
已经向彼得显现了。
He already showed himself.
我想彼得应该很稳定的，对不对？
Peter should be pretty secure, right?
他在审判厅里面， 主回头看他一眼了， 他回去痛哭悔改， 他应该很稳定的，对不对？
When he denied the Lord 3 times, the Lord turned around and looked at him. He repented. He should be pretty secure, right?
但是我们读到约翰福音21章啊， 约翰又找同伴去打鱼去了。And
then finally, in John 21, also you realize that Peter went back to fish.
我们会不会觉得彼得比我还差啊？ 如果我有他的经历, 我一定站住了。Do
you think that Peter is worse than you? If you have the experience like Peter,
我一定稳定的。
You will stand.
弟兄姊妹, 不是的。
That's not true.
我们真正跟随过主。
If you have truly followed the Lord,
我们要承认, 主啊, 你知道。
He will say, Lord, you know.
我今天能够走到这个地步, 我要承认是你的作为，不是我。
I am the way I am today. It's because of your work and not because of me.
唯有认识主, 我们才会稳定。
Only knowing the Lord will help you to be stable.
我们要侍奉。
We serve.
我们更需要认识主。
Even more so, we need to know the Lord.
我们若是只是把关于主的道理给别人,
Even if you give the teachings regarding the Lord to others.
因为主是公义的。
Because our Lord is just.
我们奉主的名的, 人也得救了。
If you pray according to the name of the Lord, people will get saved.
所以我早期读宋尚杰弟兄的传记。
In my early days, when I read the biography of Brother John Song.
因为他父亲是侍奉主的。
Because his father was a servant of God.
他从小对于福音的这故事啊, 耳熟能详啊, 自己也能讲。
And he was very familiarized with these gospel stories.
他读初中的时候就跑到公园里面去弄把伞插在地上就对着伞传福音就好多人来听了。
When he was in middle school, he placed an umbrella in the middle of the yard and he started to preach to the umbrella. A lot of people came to listen to him.
真是很羡慕今天我们青少年可能很少人这样子了。
I really admire that because I don't think a lot of our middle school today can do that.
我们真是巴不得主做工了, 兴起青少年能够像他那样。
How we hope that the Lord will work and raise up young people just like John Song.
他传的是真的主耶稣的救恩。
He really preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
但是他自己没有经历过。
But he himself did not
experience. 他传的是他听来的。
He preached what he had heard.
是他爸爸的福音。
His father's gospel.
但是也有人得救啊。
But people also got saved.
直到他到美国来读完博士学位了，去读神学院的时候，主救了他。
It wasn't until after he came to the States to receive his PhD, when he was in a seminary, the Lord saved him.
他的侍奉才真正的开始。
Then his service truly started by that time.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要侍奉主，我们需要认识主。
If we are to serve the Lord, we must know the Lord.
我们属灵的功用，我们在神手中用处的大小，跟我们对主的认识是直接连在一起的。
Our spiritual function, our knowledge, how much the Lord can use us, is intimately related to our knowledge of Him.
我们认识主有多少，我们属灵的功用才有多少。
The measure of your knowledge of the Lord is the measure of your spiritual function.
我们认识主有多少。
The knowledge of the Lord, however that measure
我们在神手中的用处才有多少。
Then how much the Lord can use us.
很可惜的，今天许多的侍奉是用人的方法。
But very pitifully, a lot of our services by man's power.
用人的热情。
By man's zealousness.
用人的智慧。
And man's wisdom.
我们也做出很大的东西来。
And we can do great things.
但是在神的眼中，将来神要量一量。
But later on, in God's eyes, He will measure Himself.
神要验一验。
And He will examine.
那个才是我们的功用。
Is that really a function?
那个是才是我们在神面前的用处。
That is our usefulness.
弟兄姊妹们，所以今天我们不要被外面的事物所蒙蔽。
Don't be fooled by these outward services.
我们也看见了，这认识主啊，是那些尝过主滋味、啊、遇见过主的人，他们心里面的爱慕。
Knowing the Lord is the love and the desire of those who have tasted of Him.
我们知道使徒保罗在他没有得救之前。
We know that before Paul was saved.
我们可以这样讲，他是一个爱神的人。
We can say that he was also a lover of the Lord.
他照着他自己的头脑的知识，照着他的传统的教育，他来爱神。
He loved God according to his traditional teachings.
我不晓得今天我们在座有多少人是在这种的情况里面爱神的。
I don't know how many of us love the Lord under this kind of circumstances.
因为我们在家里面父母亲教导，好，我们就很听话。
Because at home you're a good kid and you listen to your parents' teaching.
我们也聚会，我们也侍奉，我们也讲道。
You come to the meeting, you serve, you even preach.
弟兄姊妹们，但是他不认识主。
And yet this person may not know the Lord.
他也不认识神。
Know God.
神知道他的心。
God knows his heart.
所以在大马色的门口，我们看见主耶稣亲自向他显现。
So on the road to Damascus, the Lord Jesus personally appeared to Paul.
他那一天见到了主的荣耀。
That day he saw the glory of the Lord.
从那一天开始，他就有一个祷告。
From that day onward, he had this prayer.
他说：“使我认识基督。”
That I may know him.
我还要认识他。
That I may know him.
到了腓立比书，我们看见他跟从主、侍奉主已经啊到了相当成熟的阶段。
When we come to the book of Philippians, we can see that by that time, Paul was pretty much mature.
他仍然在那里呼喊说：“使我认识基督。”
Still, he cried out and said, "That I may know him."
他说：“弟兄姊妹们，我不是以为我自己已经得着了。”
I don't claim that I already have received.
我乃是忘记背后，
trying to forget what lies behind,
努力面前的，
and strive forward,
向着标杆竭力的奔跑，
and run toward the mark.
他对于认识主，他里面有一个热情。
He had this fervency to want to know the Lord.
他有一个 passion.
And he has this passion.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们对很多事物有 passion， 对不对？
Today we have a lot of passions over many different things.
有的人这个打过一次高尔夫球，对高尔夫球就着迷得不得了。
After playing golf once, you're very mystified with his golf.
我有一个年轻时代的同伴，一位弟兄。
I had a brother that I knew when he was young.
他别人带他玩什么，他就迷上什么。
Whatever people ask him to play, he will be caught in playing.
我向他传福音的时候，他喜欢打猎，天天抱个枪。
When I share the gospel with him, he liked to go hunting.
信主后有一段日子，他真是被主耶稣迷上了。
And after a while, after he believed in the Lord, he loved the Lord.
有一段日子我们没有在一起啊，后来我回去看他。
After we were separated for a time, I went back to visit him. I went to his house.
他家每一个房间里面都有 golf 的 magazine.
In every single room, he has golf magazines.
我到他洗手间呢，这个洗手间台上面还有一个小球。
And on top of the bathroom sink, he had this little golf ball.
他家走道上面就是一个 putt 这个小的这个。
on the hallway, he has a little alley where he can put.
啊，你看这个 passion 很大。
He had a great passion.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们对世上的事情，我们有热情。
We're very passionate to the things of the world.
我们对主有没有这样的热情？
Are you just as passionate toward the Lord?
我们读到保罗他这样的呼喊，我常常感觉羡慕。
When we see the exclamation of Paul that he really desires this.
保罗不能忘记大马色的那个光。
Paul can never forget the light that he received on the way to Damascus.
那个光在他的里面。
This light was inside of him.
是他的力量。
That became his strength.
那个光在他里面是他的稳定。
And that light inside of him became his stability.
那个光在他里面是他侍奉的引导。
And that light inside of him became the guidance of his service.
那个光是他追求的目的。
And that light was the very purpose of his pursuit.
巴不得我们每一个人都这样。
How all of us should be like this.
我们求主让我们里面对他有一个，好像刚刚我们唱的诗歌，依依恋恋。
May the Lord give us this deep desire.
好，我们对主，我们舍不得。
That we don't want to let him go.
我们读希伯来书，好，我们读一处，第八章第十一节。
Hebrews 8:11.
Hebrews 8:11. 希伯来书第八章第十一节，我读给大家听。
Hebrews 8:11. I'll read it to you all.
他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说。你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none of his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them.
我们知道希伯来书呢，是许多喜爱神话语的人，他们喜爱的一卷书。
The book of Hebrews is a book that a lot of brothers and sisters who love the Lord, they love this book.
像在南非侍奉的穆安德烈
Just like Andrew Murray, who served in South Africa.
他有一连串的信息用希伯来书讲到至圣所
He had a series of teachings that talk about the Holy of Holies from this book.
侍奉主的仆人告诉我们
And a servant of God once said,
他说至圣所的经历他的中心和他的精髓就是认识主。
The very central part of the Holy of Holies in his experience is in this verse.
我们亲近神，亲近主，在至圣住在至圣所里面，是为了叫我们认识他。
The fact that we draw near to the Lord in the Holy of Holies is that we are to know Him.
整本希伯来书，神为什么这样苦口婆心的讲那些事情告诉我们？
Why is it the Lord tries so hard in different ways to share with us in the book of Hebrews?
这一节圣经可以告诉我们说，神的目的从最小的到最大的都要认识他。
Here in this verse, it says from the least of them to the greatest that we are to know the Lord.
我盼望我们不要像我刚刚讲那位弟兄
I hope that you will not be like the brother that I just mentioned.
等到人生重大事情来才反省，忽然醒过来了，我的主好像对我很客观，很遥远。
That we will wait until a very harsh thing happened to us, then we realize how far away the Lord is from us.
我们今天亲近主，绝对不是白花时间。
Today, as we learn to draw near the Lord, we're not wasting our time.
也不是浪费不是浪费时间。
We're not wasting our time.
弟兄姊妹们，亲近主，住在至圣所，叫我们认识他。
Drawing near to the Lord and dwelling and abiding in the Holy of Holies will allow you to know Him.
我们在旧约圣经看见先知以赛亚
In the Old Testament prophet Isaiah
在以色列人还没有被掳之前一两百年
Before 100 or 200 years before the Israelites were taken captive
离北国亡国呢还有一百多年离南国被灭亡呢还有两百多年的时候
Before 100 years of the Northern Kingdom and the 200 years for the Southern Kingdom before they fall
神就让他看见神百姓将要面临的事情。
God allowed the prophet Isaiah to see what is to come.
而且他看见那个原因。
And he saw the reason why.
在第一章里面，他就代表神发出呼喊。
And so in the first chapter of Isaiah, Isaiah represented the Lord to cry out to God's people.
那你说, 天哪, 要听, 地啊, 侧耳听,
Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth.
因为耶和华说, 我养育儿女, 将他们养大, 他们竟背逆我。
For the Lord has spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me.
牛认识主人, 驴认识主人的槽, 以色列却不认识, 我的民却不留意。
The ox knows its owner, and a donkey is master's crib. But Israel does not know, my people do not consider.
我想以赛亚当时他所看见的,
What Isaiah at that time saw,
可能对我们今天这个时代, 神的儿女们一样的重要。
It's just as important to us today.
因为当初回来的日子以前, 啊, 在外表看起来, 一切都平安。
Before the Lord's return, outwardly speaking, everything seems to be at peace.
我们今天讲的经济衰退了, 有人讲在美国好像看不出什么衰退嘛, 照常吃喝, 照常开大车。
And even though we talk about the financial tsunami, we can still see people driving big cars.
好像, 对我们没什么大的, 这个震撼的力量。
And it's like we're not having that impact, really.
只是偶尔听说这个人没失业了, 那个人失业了而已。
Once in a while, you hear this people lost his job and that person lost his job.
弟兄姊妹们, 在不知道的时候, 灾祸临到我们。
In an unbeknownst time, the calamity will come.
我们知道, 我们怎样能够站住呢? 我们需要认识主。
The only way to stand is that we must come to know the Lord.
先知以赛亚所看见, 所呼吁的。
What the Lord, the prophet Isaiah saw and what he cried out.
我们觉得也是今天, 好, 这个时代, 神儿女们所需要的。
It's something that we also see the need today.
啊, 所以 Andrew Murray, 他讲到这个经历主, 啊, 等候主的生活的时候,
When Andrew Murray speaks about the experience of waiting before the Lord,
他是在20世纪初期的时候,
He was there in the beginning of the 20th century.
但那时候已经有个感觉, 他说这种的生活, 在神儿女们中间现在已经变成失传的一个艺术了。
And he said, waiting before the Lord already among God's children is a lost art.
啊, 快要灭绝种了。
It's almost extinguished.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 今天的, 神的儿女们喜欢外面的活动。
Today, God's children like these outward activities.
而且越到末后世代呢, 知识就越丰富。
The closer we are to the end time, the more abundant we have of knowledge.
我自己是没有这样去做过。
I myself have not done this statistics.
有一位侍奉主的弟兄跟我讲, 讲道很容易啊。
When a servant of God says it's easy to preach.
我说怎么容易啊?
And I said, really?
我说讲一篇对我来讲, 上一次讲台啊, 比, 我是男人啊, 可能比妇女生个孩子还难啊。And
I said, for a man, to go up to preach a sermon is even harder than giving childbirth.
啊, 在主面前呢, 多少时候晚上不能睡啊。
Many times I cannot sleep.
多少时候吃东西也吃, 不知道味道。
And I don't know what I'm eating.
但这个弟兄跟我讲, 不, 讲得很容易。
He says, no, preaching is easy.
他说现在internet上面, 只要有一个 word key in, 就几百篇道出来了。
He says, you just key in and search on the word and you have a lot of sermons come out to you.
弟兄姊妹们, 今年很多人因此, 知识就大了, 头就大了。
And because of that, a lot of people maximize their knowledge.
这是不是就是, 认识主呢?
Does that mean you know the Lord?
所以我们要讲一点认识主的意义。
So we need to talk about the meaning of knowing the Lord.
我们要讲认识主最好的榜样, 就是主耶稣自己在地上, 祂做人的榜样。
And the best example of knowing the Lord is to see how the Lord Jesus himself lived as an example.
我们知道主耶稣啊, 祂本有, 祂是本来与神同等, 祂本有神的形象。
We know that Jesus was equal with God, and he was in the form of God.
但是呢, 他却不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。
And yet he would not consider himself equal with God as a thing to be grasped.
他倒空他的自己,
he emptied himself.
取了奴仆的形象,
and took on the form of a servant.
来到地上作为人,
to come to earth to be a man.
他是完全站在我们人的地位上面。
He totally stood in the position of a man.
也是完全是为着你我的这个立场上面。
And he stood in the position of you and I.
他来向我们表明什么叫做认识神。
To show us what it means to know God.
好，我们主耶稣在肉身中, 他的生活跟我们生活不太一样。
When Jesus lived on earth, his life was very different from us.
他常常跟他的门徒, 甚至跟他的母亲讲, 你们的时间是方便的。
Many times he told the disciples and even to his mother, your time is convenient.
但是我的时候还没有到。
But my time has not yet come.
我们知道在迦拿婚宴里面, 主就这样子对玛利亚说过话。
That's how the Lord Jesus said to Mary in the wedding of Canaan.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为主说呢, 我不能凭着自己说什么做什么。
I cannot speak to anything of myself.
我除非看见我的父，他怎样说，怎样听，怎样做。
Unless I hear what my father will say.
我父怎样做，我才照样的做。
Whatever my father does, then I will do.
他认识父。
He knew the father.
他每一件事情都听从父。
Over every single thing, he listened to the father.
都依靠神。
He depended on the
father. 弟兄姊妹，这是真正的认识。
This is true knowledge.
所以我们称这种的认识叫做内在的认识。
We know that this kind of knowledge is the inner knowledge.
啊，是一种里面的认识， inward.
It's an inward knowledge.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这种的认识是他个人亲自和神之间有交通的一种的认识。
This knowledge is that he himself personally have an intimate fellowship with the Father.
并且这种的认识是出于他个人意愿里面甘心情愿的愿意依靠父。
And this knowledge is that he perfectly was willing to depend on the Father.
他愿意依靠的时候，
when he was willing to depend,
父就指示他。
Then the father instructed him.
父就做事情。
Then the father did something.
那么他就顺从。
And he obeyed.
弟兄姊妹们，这种的认识是今天你我所需要的。
This kind of knowledge is something that you and I need.
在约翰福音第十七章第三节。
John 17 verse 3.
主耶稣他在上十字架以前的祷告。
This is a prayer that Jesus said before he went up to the cross.
他说认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And this is eternal life that they may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
我们当然知道的，我们要认识真神，独一的真神。
To know the only true God.
并且认识主耶稣基督，我们才得救，对不对？我们才相信。
And to know Jesus Christ allows us to be saved.
但是我想这一句话不仅仅指着这样说。
And I think this phrase does not only stop here.
我们可能得救了，有了这个永生。
We may be saved and we already have eternal life inside.
但是我们对神的认识还是很少很少。
But we have very minimal knowledge of God.
可能仅仅在乎我得救那一个经历。
Maybe barely knowing the fact that you are saved.
也有的人呢，他得救了以后，他对主的认识不断的增加。
Maybe for some of us, after we have been saved, our knowledge gradually increases.
不管怎样说，
no matter what,
这个内在的认识就是永生。
This inward knowledge is eternal life.
这就是在我们里面的生命。
This is the life inside of us.
我们知道约翰福音呢，使徒约翰在那里告诉我们，这位道成肉身的人子，他是谁。
John tells us this word that has become flesh. John tells us who he is.
他是怎样的一位。
What kind of a person he was.
但是到了约翰一书呢，他就告诉我们说，我们怎样来经历他。
In 1 John, then John tells us how we can come to experience him.
所以用英文来讲呢，约翰福音是讲 what, 或者讲 who.
So we can say that in the Gospel of John, it addresses Jesus as what or who.
那么约翰一书呢，他就告诉我们经历，享受这个永生的那个 how.
And then in 1 John, it tells us how we can experience this eternal life.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们若是能够像主耶稣那样，
Today, if we can be like Jesus,
我们从里面有一个甘心情愿的灵，
Inwardly, we have this willing heart.
我们愿意学习完全的依靠神，
We want to learn to perfectly rely on the Lord.
我们肯到他面前来寻求，
We're willing to come before him to ask.
到他面前等候，
To wait.
这个 ask 还有一个字啊，我们去求问，
And to inquire.
弟兄姊妹们，当主说话，我就顺从，让他推动。
When the Lord speaks, then you move. Let him push you.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就我们得着一个引导。
Then we will have the guidance.
但是一次的引导还并不代表构成我们就认识他。
But once if he guided us, doesn't mean that you know him completely.
真正内在的认识，到最后他结果呢，也是在你我里面有了一个基督那样的心思和意念。
And then the true knowledge inside is that ultimately we will have the mind of Christ.
我相信呢，基督那样的心思和意念呢，就反映出父神的心思和意念。
When we have the mind of Christ, then it will reflect off the mind of God the Father.
就像我们平时跟人交往一样。
Just like when you have interactions with people.
我跟一个朋友初次见面吃一次饭。
When I meet this person for the first time and I eat with him.
我諮商请他告诉我，我的一些问题。
And then I inquired some of my questions to him.
我得着他的帮助。
I got his help.
我可以说我认识这个人。
I can say I know this person.
这是一回事。
This is on one hand.
另外一回事呢？
不然你 other
就是我有机会跟这个朋友住在一起。
If I have a chance to live with this person,
不是住一天两天,
not just one day or two
days, 也不是住一个月两个月,
no, one month or 2 months,
弟兄姊妹们, 我们跟他住很长一段时间,
you live with this person for a very long time,
弟兄姊妹, 我们开始明白他这个人的为人,
then gradually you understand how this person ticks,
知道他喜欢什么,
you know what he likes,
知道他的整个的意念,
you know his makeup,
他的心思,
his mind,
弟兄姊妹, 这是另外一种的认识,
this is another type of knowledge,
这个内在的认识啊, 从引导开始, 带我们进到呢, 我们能够有基督那样的心思和意念,
this inward knowledge starts with this guidance, and gradually we obtain the mind of Christ himself.
主耶稣在地上做人, 他就反映出这个情况。
So when Jesus lived on earth as a man, that's how he reflected.
所以到约翰福音第十章里面，他能讲父认识子，子也照样的认识父。
That's why in John chapter 10, he says the Father knows the Son and the Son knows the Father.
弟兄姊妹，你我是不是这样子来追求认识我们的主呢？
Is this how you and I pursue after the Lord?
他说这样的认识，主耶稣的祷告说这就是永生。
So the Lord Jesus prays us, this is eternal life, knowing you.
这告诉我们说，这样的认识，内在的认识，带来属灵的生命的增长。
And this kind of inward knowledge will help you grow spiritually.
同样的，这个生命在我们里面呢，也带来属灵的认识。
And at the same time, this spiritual life inside will bring us more spiritual knowledge.
它是一个循环的
，is cyclical
啊，所以在我们里面，这种的认识从我们得救开始呢，是不断的增长的。
So in us, from the point of our salvation, it gradually grows.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有曾经发过这个问题
？Have you once asked this question？
我在三十几岁的时候
，When I was in my thirties，
我常常有这个问题。
Oftentimes, I had
对于一件事情，我到主面前去祷告。
When I pray before the Lord about a certain thing,
祷告了又祷告，还是不知道主的意思是什么。
I prayed again and again. I still was very blurry.
去请教一位年长的弟兄或姊妹。
Then I go to an elderly brother or sister.
话还没说完，他就说这样就对了。
And before I finish my statement, they will say, "Do this and this."
你有没有这个经历啊
？Have you experienced this?
那个时候我很困惑。
I was
他都还没祷告，怎么他就知道了呢
？This person doesn't even know. How would he know?
好，我就盼望主跟我说话，我才知道。
I want the Lord to speak to me so I can know.
这差别在哪里呢
？What's the difference?
这些年长弟兄姊妹住在主里面。
This elderly brother and sister have learned to abide in the Lord.
他认识神的心意。
He knows the mind of God.
知道主的性情。
He knows the nature of God.
照着基督的心思意念，照着基督的喜好，他来生活。
He lived according to the mind as well as the pleasure of the Lord.
所以变得很简单。
So it becomes very simple.
弟兄姊妹，你爱慕天天苦苦哀求呢，还是盼望认识主呢？
You want to be asking every single day painfully, or you want to ask the Lord?
巴不得我们在生活里面，
好
有一个爱慕。
How I hope that in our daily lives we do have this desire.
好，我们要真正的认识主。
They can truly know God.
我在讲哈，这个里面的认识带来属灵的生命。
Again, I need to say this: inward knowledge brings in spiritual.
这个生命呢
，life
也带来我们这个认识不断的增长。
And the spiritual life.Increases our spiritual growth.
而且当这个认识在我们里面增长的时候
，as this knowledge grows，
它必定带来一个属灵的结果。
It brings in a spiritual result.
这个属灵结果在我们主耶稣的身上，就显出他有属天的能力和属天的权柄。
Reflecting in Christ, we can see this heavenly authority as well as heavenly power.
我们读四福音书的时候，可能。我们会有这样的感觉。
When you read the four Gospels, you may have this feeling.
主有能力是理所当然的，因为他是神的儿子啊。
Of course, Jesus can have power because he's the Son of God. His word becoming flesh.
我年轻的时候就有这种的观念。
When I was young, I thought of this.
但是当我真正好好去读圣经的时候
，But when I really searched the scriptures,
我就发现了主耶稣在四福音书里面记载主耶稣
The four Gospels recorded Jesus.
完全。是站在他做人的那个角度来记载
Totally recorded Jesus as a man
但是却显出了属天的那个性情和能力
But he was able to express off that heavenly power and nature
我们知道不要那些很有学问的人很有属灵分辨力的人
Not just those who have a lot of spiritual discernments
就是一般的以色列百姓呢他们听主讲一点东西啊他们就稀奇这人说话有权柄
But even the regular Israelites, when they hear Jesus speak, they realize that this person has authority.
他不是像文士一样。
He's not like the scribes.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天呢讲道还比不上文士了。
Nowadays, our preaching is not even like the scribes.
不要说有权柄。
Not to speak of
文士圣经很熟的。
The scribes are very familiar.
随便问他一个，他马上就告诉你在哪里，在哪里。
If you ask him any questions, he knows exactly where it is in the scripture.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲了。年轻的时候好好读圣经。
So that's why I encourage the young people to really read the Bible well while you're still young.
因为我年轻的时候，我觉得我是学 science 的哈 ，science 的东西不用背，理解就够了。
When I was young, I studied science, so at that time, I didn't need to memorize anything because all I needed was to understand it conceptually.
现在年纪大了一点
，Now that I'm a little older,
我常常后悔。
I regret.
啊，中国人有一句话说：“书到用时方恨少。”
And you just regret because you haven't used it while you were young.And when you get older, you feel sorry.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们要好好读圣经。
We really need to study the Bible.
文士们他们是好好读圣经，所以他们能讲道。
The scribes were very well versed, so they could preach.
但是他们差了一个东西。
But they're missing one thing.
他们差了里面对神的认识。
They're lacking that knowledge inwardly.
所以当主耶稣一讲话的时候
，So once
随便轻轻讲几句
，Once Jesus lightly will say a few words,
所有人感觉稀奇啊。
Everyone marvels.
他的话语里面带着能力。
There's power in his words.
不仅叫我觉得服气，叫我里面扎心。
Not only do I submit to what he's saying, but my heart is pricked.
啊，主的话语里面带着权柄。
So therefore, the word of the Lord can bring authority.
这个认识，我们看见成为主他得胜和超越的那个原因。
And this knowledge allows him to really have a transcending power to overcome.
不仅 transcending， 它有个 ascending，
an ascending power，
ascendancy。我们的主他站在一个比我们高的境界和地位上面。
Our Lord can ascend up to a higher realm than us。
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经历
？Have you experienced this？
啊，我自己因为主的怜悯
，because of the Lord's mercy，
在我三十岁的时候，主把我召出来学习侍奉他。
The Lord called me out to serve Him full time when I was 30 years old.
所以我有机会跟一些年长的弟兄们一起服侍神的家。
So I was able to serve together with some elderly brothers and sisters in God's house.
有时候在神儿女们中间发生一些事情。
There's some issues that may happen among God's people.
我也是其中在其中的人。
I was one of them.
哎呀，有的时候被这些事情搅扰了，真是晚上都睡不着觉。
There were times I was so disturbed I lose my sleep.
但是我看年长弟兄姊妹啊，他们在谈的时候，轻轻一摆就摆在一边了。
And then I listen to these elderly brothers, and they just lightly put the issue aside.
我就很稀奇啊，他怎么不受搅扰呢
？I really marveled about this because how come this person is not disturbed?
那是因为他认识主。
It's because he knows the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个属灵的生命，这个属灵的内在的认识带来属灵的生命。
This inward spiritual knowledge brings down spiritual life.
啊，这个生命呢？它的结果是得胜和超越。
And the fruit of this spiritual life will help you to have a life of ascendancy.
我们刚开头就知道，我们的得胜呢是站在主的得胜这个地位上。
At first, we know that our overcoming power is because the Lord overcame.
道理上面我们都知道，对不对
？Intellectually,
我们也用了
，and we use it.
所以常常跟主说：“主，我站定了，你得胜，我也得胜。”但回家呢，还是睡不着觉。
So you say, yes, Lord, I stand on your overcoming power, and because you overcome, I overcome. But we go home and we have insomnia.
因为我里面还是没有安息。
Because inside of you, you're lacking that rest.
直到我遇见了安息的主。
Until you meet the Lord of rest.
弟兄姊妹们，仍然环境在哪里
？The situations or the issues may still be there.
我们超越了。
You have overcome.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的注意力啊。
Today our focus.
常常摆在我们眼前的侍奉。
His place on the services ahead of us.
啊，我们传福音。
We share the gospel.
我们在教会有各样的服事。
We have different services in our gathering.
我们有各样的聚会。
Different meetings.
我们要读圣经，要交通。
We Bible studies. We have sharing.
我们也可能有很多很好的属灵的追求。
We have a lot of good spiritual pursuits.
啊，有人追求这个，追求那个。
Some will pursue after this or that.
有人追求圣灵，有人追求恩赐。
Some pursue after the filling of the Holy Spirit, and other after gifts.
这些都是好的。
These are good.
这些都是应该的。
And we ought to go after them.
但是当我们在进入这些服事的追求的里面时
，But as you enter into these kinds of pursuits,
请大家不要忘记，这些不是目的。
Please do not forget these things are not the final goal.
神的目的是借着这些让我们认识他。
God's goal is that through these services, He wanted us to know Him.
神一切的带领和对付是要借着这些让我们认识他。
All of His guidances and His dealings is to use these things so that we can come to know the Lord.
所以刚才我们弟兄带我们唱那首诗歌。
So the song we just sang.
他说我的目的乃是神自己。
My goal is God Himself.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在地上啊，没有一个人可以立比这个更大的志愿、志向。
None of us can have a higher goal than this.
可能有的人呢，还没有读大学，我的目的要读 Rice。
Maybe for those of you who are in high school, your goal is to go to Rice.
有的人呢，像我的儿子，他高中有一个同学，那时候我们问他，你的目的是什么？我要 be America, the president of United States.
One of my my son's high school friend says his goal is to be the U.S. president.
所以他大学毕业，我就问我的儿子，他有没有朝他的目的去呢？
So when it came to college graduation, I asked my son about his friend.
我相信他可能还是。你看，有的人目的大，有的人志向小啊。
Some have higher goals and some have lesser higher goals.
像我们这比较懒惰的人就说，主啊，我只要躲在后面就好了。
And for some of us who are more lazy, I'll sit in the back.
但是从最小的到最大的，神都希望我们有同样一个目的。
But from the least to the greatest, God wants us to have the same goal.
同样一个志向。
The same ambition.
我们以神做我们的目的。
That God is to be our goal.
无论任何遭遇。
No matter what happens,
无论任何环境
no matter what circumstance,
我要认识主
that I may know God.
如果我们这样子
if in this way,
弟兄姊妹那个环境就有价值
then the environment that we go through is, has its value.
所以最后呢我要和弟兄姊妹交通一点认识主的道路
And finally, I want to talk about the way of which we can know Him.
我要讲啊这些都不是我自己想出来的
These are not things that I have imagined.
是我也是受教得来的。
I was taught about these.
认识主的道路是通过实际的经历。
Knowing the Lord goes must come through actual experiences.
这个 practical
and practical
实际的经历。
Practical experience.
我们不是去受了一些的训练，上了一些的这个课程，我们就认识主了。
You will not know the Lord after having some workshops or trainings.
是的，那些对我们的心思意念有一点帮助。
Yes, they may help a little bit to our mind.
对我们的悟性有一点帮助。
To our understanding, yes.
但是内在的认识是从我们实际的经历里面产生出来的。
But our inner understanding must come from our practical experience.
所以主把这条路啊告诉我们。
So the Lord pointed the way.
在约翰福音，不，约翰一书。
First John.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
我读两节经文给大家听。
I'll read to you two verses.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。
Verse 20. But you have the anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things.
这个知道也可以翻成，并且认识这一切。
No one can say you can understand all things.
然后第二十七节
Verse 27
你们从主所受的恩膏住在你们心里并不用人教训你们自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们这恩膏是真的不是假的你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面
Verse 27 But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you and you do not need that anyone teach youBut as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
感谢主啊，主，他要我们从最小的到最大的都认识他。
We thank the Lord because from the least to the greatest, we are to know him.
因为他给我们每一个人都是一样的。
Because he gives the same to all of us.
他说我们每一个人都从那圣者受了膏。
We have the anointing from the Holy One.
我们相信了主耶稣基督。
After you believe in Jesus Christ,
主得荣耀的那个冠冕就是我们得着圣灵。
The crown of glory that the Lord received is the Holy Spirit.
他把圣灵赐给我们。
He has given us the Holy Spirit.
每一个蒙恩得救神的儿女们都有圣灵住在我们里面。
And every single born-again child of God, we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
圣灵在我们里面呢，他用一个表号的名称来称他叫做恩膏
And the Holy Spirit in us as a type is that he is the anointing.
请弟兄姊妹要记得即便是表号 圣灵我们要尊重他，他是一位，他就是神自己。
Even though we say he's a type, still he is God himself.
我们要尊重主，在我们里面的主，啊，胜过我们对外面环境人的尊重。
We need to honor the Lord inside more than the people outside.
他不是一个感动而已。
It's not just a feeling.
不是一时的情绪而已。
It's not just a temperamental mood.
不是一种的能力而已。
Not just a certain type of power.
他是神自己。
But he is God himself.
他是一位在我们的里面。
He has personality.
弟兄姊妹，每一个信耶稣基督的人，若是我们真正重生得救的人。
Every single born again child of God.
我们都从主耶稣接受了恩膏。
From the Lord Jesus we receive the anointing.
为什么要用恩膏来称圣灵呢？
Why do we call the Holy Spirit as the anointing?
这特别讲到了圣灵在我们里面，他教导我们的方式。
It tells us the methods by which the Holy Spirit teaches us.
就好像涂上膏油一样。
Just like putting the ointment on your hand.
我们在 Houston 呢，这边又湿又热，大概不太需要这个 lotion 了。
In Houston,
你们要三 lotion,
because so hot and humid, you probably don't need a whole lot of lotion. But you may need sunscreen.
我们在北方呢，到了秋天、冬天就又干又冷。
In the northern part where we are, in the winter months, it's very dry and cold.
所以有时候很容易受伤的。
So it's easy to crack your fingers.
就是一张纸也可以把你这个手割破了。
A piece of paper can scratch your hand.
我们要能够不受伤的，需要天天涂，要不要忘记也要涂这个膏油。
So to avoid being hurt, we have to put on the ointment every day.
膏油一涂上去啊，就很舒服。
Once you put on your cream, it's very comfortable.
而且它有医治的能力。
And it also has a way to heal.
这讲到圣灵在我们里面教导我们的方式。
So this is the way by which the Holy Spirit.
它是非常温和的。
Very gentle.
啊，它在我们身上教导我们的时候，是带来这个滋润的感觉的。
When he teaches us, he really nourishes us.
啊，是在带来了这个啊医治的能力的。
It can also heal us.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，在这个情况里面呢，叫我们去觉察恩膏，这就是生命的感觉。
This is how we can examine that we have the Holy Spirit inside.
弟兄姊妹，每一位神的儿女们呢，恩膏都住在我们的里面。
For all God's children, this anointing is in us.
主的话告诉我们说，我们从主所受的这恩膏呢，已经住在我们里面。
The word says here that what we have received is already in us.
那么我们借着恩膏的教导，我们可以来住在主里面，就认识他。
By the teaching of the anointing, we can come to know him.
弟兄姊妹，你是否有听见恩膏在我们里面教导说话的声音呢？
Have you heard the speaking of the anointing in you yet?
我盼望我们每一位弟兄姊妹，啊，都有。
I hope we all have.
啊，我们认识主，如果刚刚重生得救啊，那一个认识也是从恩膏来的。
Even when you're just born again, that very moment comes from the anointing.
我今天会也超过时间一点。
It's okay that I go past a little bit of time.
请弟兄姊妹包容我。
Please forbear me.
我讲一点例子。
I want to give some example.
我们在聚会里面有时候有孩子们呢，就是还没有成年的年轻的孩子，他们信主要受浸。
In our gathering, we have some young children who wants to be baptized.
啊，他们每次要受浸呢，都有点害怕，因为一定要通过 Amy 阿姨。
Because every time before they come to be baptized, they have to come and talk to me first.
啊，他们都推爸爸。
And they're really scared of me.
推爸爸妈妈来跟 Amy 阿姨说，我可不可以受浸？
And they will come with their mom and dad pleading to be baptized.
有一次就有一个小男孩啊，他要受浸。
One time this little boy wanted to be baptized.
所以就跟 Amy 阿姨约好时间要受浸问答。
So he made an appointment to talk to me.
当然 Amy 阿姨不是考他教义。
Of course I didn't want to give him an exam.
他就问他说，你为什么要受浸呢？
So I asked him, why do you want to be baptized?
他说因为我相信主耶稣了。
He says, because I believe in Jesus.
但是他 Amy 阿姨就问他呢，那主耶稣在哪里呢？
And so I asked him, where's the Lord Jesus?
他说主耶稣在天上也在我心里。
The Lord Jesus is in heaven and also in my heart. It's a very standardized answer.
那么他就在问，他说怎么在你心里呢？
And so I asked, how?
你能不能讲一个具体的事情，你知道他在你心里呢？
I said, tell me a story.
他不是说因为我祷告求主来住在我心里，所以他在我心里。
He didn't say, because I prayed the Lord Jesus came to my heart, and so therefore he is here. He didn't say that.
那一天，我姊妹问他的时候，他说 sure, 我可以跟你讲一件事情。
So when I asked that little boy, immediately he said, yes, I can tell you something that happened.
他说有一天呢，我爸我妈妈都要出去。
One day, mom and dad were not home.
啊，我的母亲就告诉说你要照顾弟弟，弟弟比他小很多。
So his mom told him to take care of his little brother.
啊，所以他爸爸妈妈一出去，他就陪他弟弟读书、听音乐，所有事情都做完了，还有时间。
And he did everything that an older brother is supposed to do.
他就想到了，我们来一起做 craft 好了。
And then he said, well, let's play some craps.
他就给他弟弟一张纸，他也一张纸。
So he gave his little brother a piece of paper and he had one himself.
他跟他弟弟说，我们来折船。
And so he wanted to make a boat.
那么他是一个比较大的孩子，他折得很漂亮，真是一个船的样子。
Because he's much older, he was able to fold a very pretty paper boat.
他弟弟还不太会啊，折出了一团东西来。
And so his younger brother didn't know how to fold the boat, and it looked kind of strange.
所以他弟弟一看他坐出船，就把他自己这个给他哥哥说：“你那个拿过来。”就他说：“这个是我的。
”And immediately, so his younger brother grabbed his boat and said, "This is mine."
他说：“哈，这个时候我本来就想跟他一把抢过来，明明是我折的，怎么是你的呢？”
So the little boy says, "At first, I want to grab the boat from my younger brother's hand and say, 'No, this is mine.'"
他正要这样去做的时候
，And as he was about to do that,
他说：“主耶稣在我里面说话。
”The Lord spoke to my heart.
说：“你给他。
”Give it to him.
他说：“我手伸出去又缩回来，我就跟弟弟讲说，这个给你。
”So he stretched out his hand and then he withdrew his arm again and says, "Okay, I'll give you the boat."
他就自己再折了一个。
And he made him for himself another boat.
然后他跟那弟弟讲。这两个你选一个，你自己要哪一个
？And then he says, "Okay, now you choose between these two paper boats. Which one do you want?"
他就跟我姊妹讲，这是不是主耶稣住在我心里呢
？He said, "Isn't that a proof that the Lord Jesus is in my heart?"
他还没有十二岁
，He wasn't even 12.
从最小的到最大的
，From the least to the greatest.
你里面可以认识主
，You can come to know the Lord.
你是不是每天有这样的经历
？Do you have such an experience every day?
我们的主是喜欢向我们说话的主
，Our Lord delights to speak to us.Because he loves us.
他住在我们的里面。
And he is dwelling inside.
从来没有离开过你。
He never leaves us.
我们常常看环境，我们就找不到主了。
When you look around, sometimes you cannot find the Lord.
我们需要回到里面去。
We need to return.
这个叫做等候。
This is called waiting.
什么叫做等候呢
？What is waiting?
不是坐在那里闭上眼睛安静的就叫做等候。
It doesn't mean you sit there with your eyes closed. That doesn't mean.
乃是我把我的全人。
But that your whole being.
我的心思、我的情感、我的意志。通通收回来。
My mind, my emotion, my volition, everything is now returned back.
这个叫做 collect them all back.
Collect them all back.
把他们通通叫回来。
Collect them all back.
服务在主的面前。
And yield.
回到最深处去。
Go back to the most innermost being. And say, Lord, I need you.
主在这件事情上面，我告诉你，我的困惑是什么。
Over this problem, I need to tell you why I'm so confused.
弟兄姊妹们。若是我们有一颗愿意的心
，If we have this willing heart，
恩膏在凡事上面要教导我们。
The anointing will teach us in all things。
我想我没有时间去多做见证。
I don't have time to give you
more examples。我相信每一个弟兄姊妹呢，你好好的去学，每个礼拜都有许多的见证。
I believe that if you really place your mind in learning this, every week you will have many testimonies。
在大事上
，In big things。
在教会的侍奉上
，In things services of
the church。在个人的生活上。
In personal life,
我们经历恩膏在我们里面教导我们。
We can teach the anointing teaching us.
认识主，第一个我们看见主已经为我们做了预备。
So first of all, we see the Lord has already prepared for us.
每一个神的儿女们都得着了神的供应 provision.
We all have received His provision.
我们这个神的这个供应就是。高油圣灵住在我们里面
And this provision is the anointing which is the Holy Spirit dwelling inside
所以每一个神的儿女们都有这一个潜力我们可以达到完全的丰满的认识主
So therefore all of God's children will have this potential to understand him in the fullest way
我们需要有心愿
We need to have this willingness
我要为着侍奉的弟兄姊妹讲一点
For those who are serving I need to share
我们在侍奉聚会有时候谈一些事情
In our service meeting, we talk about things.
我们有一个 agenda, 有一个 issue, 我们要决定。
We have agendas and things to make decisions on.
我们是不是这个弟兄呢或姊妹一提出来，我们就发表自己的意见
？When things are brought up, do you immediately give your opinion?
好像今天我们在公司里面这个叫什么 brainstorm?
Just like in a conference today, in your work, you brainstorm.
每一个人都 give my two cents.
Everyone give you 2 cents.
大家都讲出来，我们就找一个最好的方法，我们就做了。
And then we get the best idea out of the whole group.
弟兄姊妹，这样做事情可以做成，但是不会认识主。
Doing it this way can make things get things done, but you will not know the Lord.
我们有最好的动机。
You have the best motivation.
最好的智慧。
The best wisdom.
最好的办法。
And the best method.
最热心的举动。
And the most zealous act.
但是你不会认识主。
But you will not know the Lord.
那个时间在勇士来讲是浪费了。
In terms of eternity, you've wasted your time.
我们是先问你有没有祷告过。
We need to ask you, have you prayed?
主在我们里面怎么说？
What is the Lord saying inside of you?
所以这一次我们有祷告过，我们就把事情搁下来，回去祷告。
For this time, we haven't prayed enough yet. Let's put it aside and go back and pray.
下次来，我们一起交通。
Come back again and share.
如果不清楚，再祷告。
Next time, if you're not clear, go back to pray.
若是我们肯这样学功课。
If you're willing to learn it this way.
这个是理念的培养。
This is cultivating an inner life.
啊，主在我们里面，啊，我们认识主，要有得着里面的认识，就要走里面的道路。
In order to have this inner knowledge, you must walk on this inner way.
好，我们看见，啊，主耶稣在肉身中，他是甘心情愿的等候父。
When Jesus was in the flesh, he was perfectly willing to wait on the Father.
当他亲爱的母亲要求他的时候，他等候父。
When his beloved mother asked him of something, he was still waiting for the Father.
当那些试探他的法利赛人刺激他的时候，他更是等候父。
When the Pharisees wanted to prick him, he was still waiting for the Father.
他从来没有改变过他的态度。
He never changed his attitude.
所以他能够说，父认识子，子也照样认识父。
Therefore, he was able to say that the Father knows the Son, and the Son knows the Father.
今天每一个属神的儿女，我们要长大成人做儿子，我们就要这样认识父。
For every God's children, if we're to mature into adulthood, into His sonship, we've got to know the Lord.
得着指示和命令呢，是给仆人的。给奴仆的。
To know the Lord is
by command.
By command.
那是给仆人的。
It's for the servants.
啊，主人呢，告诉仆人说，这是我的命令，你这样做，那么你就做了。
The master will tell the servant, this is my command, and so therefore you do it.
但是儿子却知道父亲的心。
But the son, you know the father's heart.
这个叫做认识。
This is knowledge of him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不要把我们在地上的时间呢，花在别的事情上面。
Let's not spend too much frivolous time over other things.
啊，我们需要走里面的道路。
We need to walk the inner way.
顺服恩膏的教训。
And obey the anointing teaching.
当然，这样子我们学习的时候，还有两个重要的因素。
In this way, as we learn, there are two more things.
一个是环境。
One is your environment.
我们要相信所有的环境是神安排的。
We must believe that all of the environments that come to us are pre-planned by God.
有这样学习的弟兄姊妹。他们称这个叫做圣灵的管制。
For those of us who have learned this, we know this is the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们到主的面前去询问。
And then you go to inquire before the Lord.
有一位初信主的弟兄。
A brother who was just saved.
他开始在这些事情上学习。
He started to learn about this.
有一天我跟他一起散步，他就跟我交通。
So, one day as I was taking a walk with him, he shared with me.
他说，伯弟兄，现在我在我生病的这件事情上学习跟随恩膏。
He says, now in the times when I'm sick, I learn to follow the anointing.
我问他你怎么学习
的? I ask him, how did you do it?
我一生病呢，我就到主面前去问主。
He says, every time I'm sick, I say, Lord,
主啊，是不是我犯罪了?
Is it because I've sinned?
如果你光照我，我认错。
If you illuminate me, then I will confess.
如果没有罪,
If I do not have the sin,
是不是我疏忽了?
Is it because I was careless?
在我的生活习惯上，我需要改变的，求你教导。
If I need to change my daily habit, please change me.
如果不是疏忽了,
If I was not careless,
是不是仇敌的攻击?
Is it the attack of the enemy?
求你给我信心, 站在你里面斥责他。
Give me the faith so I can stand on you to rebuke him.
我说你学得怎么样呢?
And I said, how are you doing now?
他就讲了三个见证, 三方面。
He showed me 3 things.
有一次他犯错了。
One time he made a mistake.
他在主面前认罪。
So he confessed and
he 向人去了结。
He went to reconcile with another person.
病好了。
He got well.
他知道了主。
He knew the Lord.
第二次。
Second.
主告诉他说你晚上太晚睡了。
The Lord says, you go to sleep too late at night.
因为他是做 IT 的。
Because he's an IT guy.
不把事情做完了他就不睡觉。
He will not go to sleep unless he finishes his project.
他到主面前去认罪。
So he went back and confessed before the Lord.
他就每天给自己定好10点钟睡觉，他该休息，他就好好养病。
He set his time that by 10 o'clock he must go to bed.
有一次，头痛。
One time he had a very bad headache.
他到主面前， 前面两个都不是。
And when he prayed, the Lord says it's not because of the previous two reasons.
主啊，我在你里面斥责这个痛。
And then he says, Lord, in you, I want to rebuke this pain.
该去聚会，该服侍，他这样照常去。
When it's time to go to the meeting, he still go anyway.
他我一进到聚会里面，这个头痛就没有了。
He says, amazingly, as soon as I went inside the meeting hall, my headache went away.
他从里面认识了主。
He came to know the Lord inwardly.
弟兄姊妹，你有多少借着这样的事情，你实际的经历了主呢？
How many times have you practically experienced the Lord through these things?
我们要借着环境
by our environment,
各样的环境
all kinds of environment
是主安排的
they're all
要叫我们得益处的
so that we can gain
要叫我们认识他
so that we can know him
除了环境以外还有时间
outside of environment we also have the time
今天我没有时间我本来想讲以撒的例子
I don't have time to talk about Isaac
刚才我们弟兄讲了雅各
just now our brother already mentioned about Jacob
我们都很能够认同雅各
We can really identify with Jacob.
雅各认识主的时间很长了。
Jacob knew the Lord of a long span of time.
我们知道他离开他父亲的家大概几岁。
How old was he when he left his father's house?
读圣经有没有算过
Have you counted?
我算过他大概七十八岁。
He was probably 78 years old.
雅各不是个 young man.
He was not a young man when he left.
他认识 Rachel 的时候他七十八岁但是还很健壮。
He was still pretty strong when he knew Rachel.
那个大石头啊颈上面好几个牧人才能推开的他一个人就把他推开了
The big stone pot It took several servants to move But he could do by himself
我们知道他这个到比鲁伊勒的时候他多少岁
How old was he when he went to Peniel?
98岁
He was 98
他那个时候还不太认识主
Still he did not know the Lord enough
到了130岁
But when he got to 130 years old
你看这么长的时间呢130年的时间神来教他认识他
Overstretching a large span of time of 130 years, the Lord taught him to know him.
我们知道雅各的爸爸以撒呢，他学这个认识主的功课，只一章圣经就结束了。
Isaac learned about the Lord from just the recording of one chapter.
创世纪二十六章，他挖了四口井，他就成熟了。
Genesis 26, he dug up 10 wells and he was mature.
我不晓得你喜欢做雅各还是做以撒。
You rather be Isaac or you rather be Jacob?
当然，我们主照着我们个人的天性量给我们不同的。
Of course, God would deal with us according to our different natures.
我们即便以撒哈那么容易，也花了20年到25年。
Even for Isaac in one chapter, but the span of time is about 20 to 25 years in that chapter.
他在基拉尔整整住了那么长的时间。
That's how long he stayed in Gerar.
他在那里借着环境，他与主有交通。
And because of his circumstances, he had fellowship with the Lord.
顺服主的吩咐和命令。
He obeyed the command of the Lord.
所以到了他和为他两个孩子祝福的时候，外面看起来他是被骗，在灵里面他清清楚楚。
Outwardly speaking, he seemed to be tricked by his two sons, but inwardly he knew exactly what he was doing.
因为他的祝福是照着神的旨意。
Because his blessings was according to God's will.
显出他对神的认识。
It showed forth his knowledge of the Lord.
这种的认识啊。
This kind of knowing.
叫我们见主面的时候可以坦然无惧。
Help us to be bold when we see the Lord face to face.
所以在约翰一书第二章二十八节。
In 1 John 1:28,
那你说小子们呢、啊、你们要住在主里面
1 John 1:28 chapter 2:28 And now little children abide in him
这样他若显现我们就可以坦然无惧
that when he appears we may have confidence
当他来的时候在他面前也不至于惭愧
and not be ashamed before him at his coming
弟兄姊妹们一个这样子学习来认识主的人
A person who comes to know the Lord as such
在他的生命里面
In his life
会逐渐进入一种的安静
We will gradually enter into a sort of a restfulness
显出一种的安息一种的 calm and
A calmness and restfulness
并且在这种的安息里面呢有一种的深度
And in this restfulness there is a certain depth
这是一个快速的时代
This is we're living in a very fast age and time
什么东西都很快
Everything is very speedy
我们知道什么东西快的时候它就变得肤浅
When things happen very fast it's very shallow
但是认识主是一个有深度的事情
But knowing the Lord is an issue of depth
刚刚得救的人他认识主
A person who's just saved he can know the Lord
一个一生住在主里面的人他仍然呼喊说我要认识他
But for a person who has known the Lord all his life, he would still call out and say, "Let that I may know him."
约翰在他晚年的时候，他说：“若是我们这样住在主里面，我们认识他。”
And the aged John says, "If we know the Lord in this way, we will know him."
我们见他面的时候，就可以没有羞愧。
When he appears, we will have confidence.
保罗他在追求主的时候，有一种的这个热情。
So for Paul, he had this fervency.
等到他要见主面的时候。
Before he met the Lord.
他在提摩太后书里面他说我认识我所信的是谁。
Second Timothy, he says, I know whom I have believed.
并且也被他说服了。
And I'm convinced.
他能够完全的把自己交托给他。
They can totally entrust himself to him.
我们看见保罗何等的安息。
How restful Paul was by that time.
我认识一对弟兄姊妹去过罗马。
I know of a brother and sister who went to Rome.
他们去参观了保罗寻道之前所关的那个地洞。
They went to see the hole where Paul was trapped in before he was martyred. He said this hole was so small that people cannot stand there for one day.
一个稍微壮一点的人呢，都不能这样下去，要侧着身子才能进去。
A very strong person can only go in sideways.
但是保罗身上显出何等样的安息。
But in Paul, you can see he was so restful.
我们读提摩太后书。
When you read 2 Timothy,
保罗他不是不关心教会。
It's not that Paul wasn't concerned about the church.
我相信在那个时代呢，可能没有人比他更关心主的见证。
I think he was one of the person who was most concerned about his testimony.
但是他却那样的安息。
But he was still so restful.
那样的放心的把他交给主。
And so very quietly, he entrusted himself to the Lord.
因为他知道在每一个神的儿女们里面，在教会的里面有永生。
Because he knows that eternal life is in every single person's life as well as in the church.
但是他盼望这个生命呢，借着认识越过越丰富。
And he wants that through knowing, this life will come fuller and fuller.
祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his word.
愿主也祝福弟兄姊妹。
And the brothers and sisters. Shall we pray?
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你实在爱我们。
You truly love us.
你不仅为我们舍命。
Not only you gave your life to us.
为我们买来了赦免。
And purchased our pardon.
主啊，并且你把你自己借着圣灵赐给我们。
And you have given to us yourself through the Holy Spirit.
你喜欢我们照着恩膏的教训住在你的里面。
Lord, you want us to abide in you by the teaching of the anointing.
好叫我们能够认识你。
So that we can come to know you.
主啊，但愿我们能够照着你的吩咐。
Lord, we want to live according to your command.
我们在跟随恩膏教训的事上做一个殷勤的人。
That we can be diligent over the issue of following the teaching of the anointing.
好叫经过年日和环境。
So through days and times and environments.
主啊，我们能够真成为一个认识主的人。
We can truly become a person who knows you.
叫你的家显得美好。
So that your house can be beautiful.
显得丰富。
And full.
愿你听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer, Lord.
祝福你的话语。
Bless your words.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.